Welcome back on this rainy St. Patrick's Day. We're here to bring a little light to your day with the folks from the Quincy Symphony Orchestra, right smack dab in the middle of their 71st concert season. So President Brian Hickox, conductor Yuichi Utagawa are back. Hey, guys.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having us here. It's
Happy
always
St.
fun.
Day.
Yes,
yeah.
The same to you as well. I see you're both in your greens.
My socks are good. No, not there.
Yuichi and I were talking, Brian, before you came in. It's been since last fall that we've chatted for the symphony, so it's overdue.
Well, we'll have a lot to talk about.
I was just going to say, how is the season going so far?
We've had fun so far.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Good. 71st season, as I mentioned.
The years keep rolling on.
Yeah, but we don't get any older.
No, in our minds anyway.
Folks around us do.
Music keeps us young.
Exactly, that's right.
Especially the upcoming concert.
Yes, the children's concert, right? Before we talk about that, tell me how the season's been going so far.
Well, it's great. Well, we had the fall concert, the outdoor concert, which turned to be indoors.
Right.
Yeah.
Once again.
Yes.
And then we had our first classical concert, and we have had the Tis the Season collaboration with the Quincy Public Schools, which is always a highlight for the kids and the grown-ups, so to speak.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's also a benefit for the music department of the school system, right?
Which is great. It truly is.
Yeah.
And working with the teachers for that for Tis the Season is also a real pleasure.
Yeah.
And they always do a number. You know, Michael DeMarco is the head of the department. He puts an arrangement together, and he has all the teachers come in and play little solos along with the orchestra. And this year he put together really, I mean, they're always great, but this one was really exciting. And, you know, huge standing ovation for the
teachers.
That's great.
So
that's
Mike does a good job with that.
He really does. He really does.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. The music program in the public schools has just come leaps and bounds
over
the past 10 years or so. It really has.
And the teachers are amazing. Yep. They're great.
In addition to that, the collaboration we have through Keith Sagala of Quincy Public Schools, the communication is very direct, responsive. Mm. We're so comfortable working together.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's a great experience.
It's almost an extension of the school program, really, for the symphony.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're looking to do more.
Yeah.
Are you really? Yeah. Oh, I know you've had students, migrate to the symphony.
That's right.
And continue to perform.
And some of the performers are actual teachers within the school system.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay. So they're teaching and learning at the same time.
Side by side.
We're all learning all the time. There's a lot to learn.
Only several thousand years worth of musical history, right?
You're never going to know it all. Not even close.
It's guaranteed job security.
Yeah. Brian and I were talking about programming, and he was suggesting, maybe do some Japanese composers. I'm like, I don't know any Japanese composers.
So I had to send him one.
So he had to send me one, exactly. And I'm like, I've never heard of this person.
Don't assume, right?
Exactly.
Too much time in Austin, Texas.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, I know you were born in Japan, but you came here at a very young age.
Very young age.
So I'm sure your parents would be thrilled to hear that age.
And with regard to program, as we look towards future seasons, we're looking to add not just the standard repertoire over the past 200 or 300 years, or 1,000 years, as you talk about.
Well, really,
But also, from different cultures, and we've weaved that into our programming over the past several years, and that's part of our most recent discussion moving forward.
That's interesting, actually, because the city is so diverse now. More than it was 71 years ago when the symphony first came into being. Yeah. So to be representative of that. Right, reflective of that.
We're excited about that.
Yeah.
We don't know what we don't know until we dig into it. And we're so excited about looking towards upcoming seasons and the representation of the music of those cultures coming forth.
Yeah. Would you say that the symphony makeup is kind of diversified?
Since 71 years ago, absolutely.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There's no doubt. It's it's fun, however, to see the feeder system. We've got some young ones and old ones, and I used to be the young one. And
me too. We used to be younger.
Now you're the seasoned one.
That's right.
The experienced one. Yes.
But in terms of different cultures,
that's what
ethnicities.
I mean. Is it kind of representative of the community
absolutely.
As a whole?
Absolutely. I would agree.
I think that... And certainly in music, the doors are always open,
right?
It's just a question of the talent.
Walking through,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, walking through if you're interested and you play well or at a certain level.
Yeah.
The doors have always been open.
Because at its heart, the Quincy Symphony is still a community orchestra.
Absolutely.
Right? It's an orchestra for the city, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's where, when we reach out to the teachers and the school systems, and we reach out to the community like this, you know, come sit in.
Right.
Take a listen. We have some performers who just have a great time. They don't necessarily want to play in the concert.
Yes.
They'll just participate in the rehearsals.
Okay.
And it's a way for them to gain confidence, and then they can grow into it if they choose.
If they choose,
so, so feel free to reach out to me, and we can set that up for anyone who's interested.
Okay, so right through the website, obviously?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or email you directly, Brian? Or
President at QuincySymphonyOrchestra.org.
Okay. So brings up a good point, I guess, is who can become a member of the Quincy Symphony, and how do they do that?
So it's a volunteer organization.
Right.
And we have such high standards in some of the, certainly in the conducting, but in certain principal chairs, that sitting next to them raises one's own level.
Absolutely.
And, and so it doesn't need to be that you're top of your class in a music conservatory.
Okay. No, not even.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And what Brian's also talking about is that there are certain chairs that require you to be of a certain caliber of player.
Sure.
So for instance,
you're in the spotlight, right?
Yeah. So, for instance, the principal trumpet, right? Mm-hmm. There's only one trumpet part, principal trumpet part. So that whoever sits in that chair has to be able to play pretty well.
Certainly.
But let's say if you're taking the string section, if you're playing a violin or a viola or cello or bass, you don't have to be the strongest.
Yes.
The strongest player.
Yeah.
And you could be, you know, because there'll be people around you who are strong who'll pull you along. And so it's funny, it kind of depends on the position.
Yeah.
So there are some positions where you can be just a not quite a beginner, but you know, you don't have to be the highest level at all.
Yeah.
And there are others where you really need to be able to play.
Certainly, yeah. And you'd want that,
yeah,
too. Even if you weren't at, you know, that level,
exactly.
I think you would want that for your group,
absolutely,
you know, for your
absolutely,
concert, for your performance.
Yeah, and you take, you know, choruses, for example, the singers don't always have to be, because when you get a whole bunch of people together, the stronger singers will, you know, help the weaker singers.
Not everybody's a soloist.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And not only that, but when we hang around with people who are better than us in any endeavor, we tend to elevate our own individual game.
Right.
Yeah. You want to learn to play tennis better? Play with a better partner.
A rising tide raises all ships.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. and we see that. Yeah. We see the evolution of people in the orchestra from season to season.
That
doing
must
just
be
just
wonderful
doing that.
To watch. You know, you from a professional standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, Brian, just as being a member of a community orchestra, to see that happen.
It's fun to watch Yoichi's expression sometimes in rehearsals. And
who did that?
It makes it sound like I'm tough to please. That's not true.
That's an expression in a good way.
That was really good. How did you do that?
Yeah, how did you do that? I didn't expect that you would be able to. No.
No, but I understand. Yeah, you can see the progression.
Yeah,
somebody really
you know, if you run a rehearsal correctly, there should always be improvement, you know, from the beginning to the end.
That's what it's about.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
And I think when that happens, it almost every rehearsal.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You
know, where we start and where we end up is very different, and it's very satisfying.
Not only within a given individual rehearsal, but for a concert series, the first rehearsal to the dress rehearsal.
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yoichi pulls a lot out of the orchestra.
Well, because at that point, you know what you're rehearsing for. You know, exactly how it should sound, so you know what it's going to take to get there.
There may have been one or two of those early rehearsals that we go, oh, my goodness.
Well, you can't fix it if you don't know if it's broken.
And that's why they call it rehearsal. Right?
That's yeah.
Where and when does the Quincy Symphony rehearse?
Well, we rehearse on Tuesday nights,
7:30
to 9:30 typically, and half of the year we're at Quincy High School, and currently we're at North Quincy High School.
Okay.
Yeah. It just has to do with scheduling of the band room and the orchestra room and things like that.
Yep.
So,
okay, you have to work within the school schedule.
Yeah.
So,
But they've been great for us, and we, you know, we love it.
Yeah, that's great. So just show up at one of those rehearsals if you're interested.
Okay. Absolutely.
Sit in the back row.
Come join us. I think most people are just astounded at how friendly Quincy's, and it's always been that way. Yeah. It is one of the friendliest orchestras in the world, I think.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Honestly, don't you think? I mean, the people are so nice.
Well, you have worked with a lot of orchestras, so you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying other orchestras aren't nice
obviously.
Either, you know,
yeah.
but Quincy is, I always joke that, you know, the Quincy Symphony can turn on a dime,
yes.
Really, because we've had weird situations where we had a rehearsal and for some reason we didn't know that it had been moved somewhere else, you know? And then you just tell everybody, and nobody complains.
Yep.
Nobody, okay, we're just going to be
really flexible. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
No, it's
because,
great
because it's for the love of the art.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And there's a lot of camaraderie.
Yeah.
We've had some musicians who've played with us in the past, and for one reason or another, taken a sabbatical, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, life gets in the way
sure.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Whether that's a child, a job, a grandchild, travel, coming back to the area, and we have seen this season, we received a note from a former musician, and he said, "May I please come back?" and he's now an integral part of one of our
sessions.
Is
that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So never forgot the Quincy Symphony.
Yeah.
How long had he been away?
Oh, it was a long time, like 25 years
wow.
or something. Yeah, or 20 plus years, something
is
like
that. Right?
Yeah,
wow.
I believe it was in the 90s that he played with us and then he's come back.
Never forgot.
Yeah.
And some of us, they just can't get rid of. So.
Oh, come on.
How long have you been with the orchestra now?
42 seasons.
42 seasons.
Oh, Brian is amazing.
Yeah.
Brian's
are you
great.
one of the longest?
No, not at all.
Oh, not even close?
Yeah, because we have, Steve and Annie Wright, who, you've
sure.
met Annie.
Yes,
I mean, she's
yeah.
she was a past president,
yep.
and she and her husband have been playing off and on since
1958.
Is that right?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, yeah. that's astounding.
Yeah.
That is commitment and dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were kids when they first started playing.
Sure.
I mean, high school students, I
yes.
think. And then they went away. He became a doctor. He went to Harvard. And but he was playing at the Quincy Symphony, I think, at that time,
the whole
too.
Time.
But then they moved.
Middle school is when they started.
Is that right?
So,
okay.
So
yeah.
for all
what
those
a great story.
Sixth,
yeah.
seventh, eighth graders,
yeah.
who knows? You could
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
What a great story. That's
yeah.
a great story.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, you have three performances coming
yes.
up. Maybe not three concerts. Yoichi corrected me. One of them's
no,
not a
no,
concert.
No. I got confused.
Oh,
they
okay.
are concerts.
Oh, they are
so,
concerts.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But we have a family concert coming
yes.
up this weekend on Sunday.
Yep.
That's March 23rd.
Yes.
At North Quincy High School.
At North Quincy High School. And it's for the whole family, so
yeah.
bring your kids.
Okay.
And we're
going to
have an instrumental petting zoo at 1:30. And then the
which is a blast, by the way.
Yeah, so our musicians take, you know, can show young people and maybe even give it a little try.
I tried the trombone, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
The timpani, on the other hand, I had a blast. Kids love the timpani.
Yeah, and you participated. We'll have you back too. I mean, he's an amazing narration.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Is, yeah. It,
no, and we'll do that again.
And the concert is at 2:30.
2:30, and it'll be about half an hour long.
Okay.
It's just family friendly.
Yes. So no intermission.
Just a short concert.
Yep.
So that, you know, because I mean, for kids, they know.
Kids' attention spans are limited, so maybe their parents aren't.
Well, for the parents and/or grandparents, the music is not simple tunes necessarily.
Yeah.
Just in that realm, we're playing the 1812 Overture.
Oh, you will?
Yes.
Oh, speaking of the timpani. Okay.
Yeah, so
bring your cannon.
Not all of it, but we've cut it down to family size.
Fun.
But we will be playing sections from the 1812 Overture, and we're playing some pieces by Leroy Anderson.
Sleigh Ride Man.
Sleigh Ride Man. And he wrote some, I love these pieces. This one called The Waltzing Cat.
The Waltzing
Cat.
Yeah,
and you know, it's you hear meow.
Okay,
yeah.
All right,
And then there's
kids
a,
are gonna love that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then there's a piece called The Chicken Reel. And you hear cock-a-doodle-doo.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Right. But it's a fun piece.
Okay.
And we're playing a Rossini overture, too.
Very good.
So,
all right, so it's Sunday, 2:30, but the petting zoo is from 1:30 to 2:15.
That's right.
At North Quincy High School.
That's right.
Okay, very good. Then your third classical concert's coming up in April.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the one we call the Youth Performs.
Oh.
Each year we have a concerto competition, the Eleanor B. Nelson concerto competition.
Sure, yeah.
And we award a scholarship, the Robert E. Brown annual scholarship, to the audition winner.
Yes.
We had seven Nine?
Something like that. I think it was around, just under 10, I think.
Okay.
And they were all, you know, we've said this before, but they're just amazing talent, young people. I mean, playing at such a high level. And any one of them, honestly, could get in front of the orchestra and play, and everybody would be wowed.
Yep.
But the winner this year was, we saw, they have to apply, and so we see a little bit of information about them, and it said there was a 9-year-old girl playing a concerto by Mozart, and we were like, oh yeah, I'm sure it'll be cute, you know, and, you know, maybe she can get through it, we'll see, you know, and not only did she get through it.
Aced it.
Just, we were like, what?
Is that right? 9 years old.
9 years old. Yeah. I think music is one of those arts where, well, Mozart himself was a prodigy.
Yeah.
But there are just sometimes people come and they...
Just born to it.
They're just born. They just, I don't know how that works.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 9 years old.
9 years
old. How long could she have been playing?
One year we had one of the judges. He was a dear violinist. He's since passed away. But he said, I have practiced more hours than that kid has been alive.
Right.
And I'll never play that.
Yeah. It's humbling, I'm sure, but also inspiring, I'm sure.
So I'm sure the audience will very much appreciate not only the musicality, but the technique, the expression, it was jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
So that's April 27th, 2:30 at Quincy High School.
Yes.
And we'll round out that concert with a symphony by a Finnish composer, Sibelius, and his second symphony, which has some beautiful themes.
Oh, okay. God, gorgeous
work. And for Quincy 400 this year, Saturday, May 17th, a celebration concert at the Hancock Adams Common.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be doing it. We're thrilled to be doing it. And this year, in this concert, we're going to be collaborating with the choral program at the Quincy Public Schools.
Oh.
And so there'll be a combined choir of about 80 to 90 students.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we'll do, we're just going to do a couple numbers with them at the very end, but that'll be part of it. And Brian, you want to tell them about the piece that's being written?
My wife and myself have commissioned a piece specifically for the city of Quincy and the Quincy Symphony Orchestra called Quincy 400.
Really?
By an absolute fabulous composer who not only has works performed in this area, but certainly with the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Who?
So we're looking forward to the debut of that.
Oh, yeah. You can't tell us yet?
Oh, yeah, you can tell him.
Okay. Right. His name is Michael Gandolfi.
Michael Gandolfi.
He's the head of composition at New England Conservatory.
Really?
So we're very excited about this new piece.
That's very exciting.
It's exciting.
Quincy has such a long-standing legacy, and the orchestra, compared to 400 years, is relatively young.
So
we can now have a brand new piece that can live on.
That's fantastic. Saturday, May 17th at the Hancock Adams Common. What time is that one?
That'll be
4 o'clock.
Okay. And that's going to involve food trucks and beer and wine trucks. Maybe bring a chair.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a great season.
Oh, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Always good to see you.
Likewise.